Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another enlightening episode of MC Campground Chronicles. This compelling podcast series is brought to you by Modern Campground, a platform dedicated to connecting and inspiring campground owners across the country. I'm your host, and today we find ourselves journeying across the continental U.S., all the way to the picturesque landscapes of South Dakota, to a little slice of paradise known as Aurora Meadows. Nestled amidst the vibrant prairies and rolling hills, Aurora Meadows is not your average campground. It is a haven of tranquility, adventure, and camaraderie that has been drawing campers from all walks of life with its irresistible charm. As we delve into today's story, we are introduced to the heart and soul of Aurora Meadows, the effervescent owner and campground matriarch, Delilah Featherstone. An unconventional spirit with a fiery red mane and an infectious laugh, Delilah has been managing the mantle of Aurora Meadows with grace, grit, and a touch of whimsy. Delilah, a former theater actress, swapped the glitz and glamour of Broadway for the serene embrace of nature some 12 years ago. She fell in love with the verdant expanses of South Dakota while on a soul-searching trip. And there was no turning back. She impulsively bought a piece of land, poured her heart into it, and thus, the Aurora Meadows was born. Often spotted wearing her signature cowboy hat and riding her ATV around the campground, Delilah is a beloved figure for campers, locals, and even the occasional wildlife that wander into the meadows. But behind her affable demeanor lies a strong and compassionate leader who has faced her share of challenges, and today's episode is centered around the captivating story of one such challenge. A tale of diversity, inclusivity, and a rainbow parade that turned into a celebration of unity that Aurora Meadows would never forget. This, dear listeners, is the tale of the Campground Rainbow Parade, celebrating diversity and inclusivity, told through the eyes of the indomitable Delilah Featherstone. So sit back, relax, and let the magic of storytelling transport you to the heart of Aurora Meadows as we embark on this incredible journey together.
Well, as the owner of the beloved Aurora Meadows, I've had run-ins with various challenges. But the one that really tested our mettle and unity was when we decided to host our first rainbow parade to celebrate Pride Month. Now, Aurora Meadows has always been a haven for everyone, irrespective of their color, race, religion, or sexuality. But we've never really done anything loud and proud about it. It was always a silent understanding, an unspoken acceptance. That year, we figured we needed to change that. The world was changing, and so were we. But the challenge was we had folks from different generations, different backgrounds, and while most were open-hearted, there were a few who were, let's say, more traditional in their views. We didn't want to alienate or upset anyone, but we also wanted to take this step forward, and we needed to find a balance where everyone felt accepted and comfortable. I brainstormed with my trusted team, from Jenny, my right hand and our resourceful activity coordinator, to old Pete, our groundskeeper who had been with the Meadows since its inception. We considered various options, from doing a small, low-key event to just putting up flags around the campground, but it felt like we were tiptoeing around the real issue, the need to create a safe, open dialogue about diversity and inclusivity. That's when the idea of an open forum came up. We decided to host a series of community campfire chats leading up to the parade where anyone could share their thoughts, concerns, or stories. We believed this could help bridge any gaps and create a better understanding among everyone, and that's what we chose to do alongside planning for the parade. Implementing this solution was an adventure in itself. We were venturing into unknown territory, and I won't lie, I was nervous. The first few campfire chats were tense. There was hesitation, awkward silences, but slowly people began to open up. We had some heart-wrenching, powerful stories shared, stories that changed minds and hearts. It wasn't all smooth sailing, though. We faced resistance from a few campers who felt we were encroaching on their idea of traditional values. There were heated debates, moments of doubt, but we persisted. The day of the parade was a riot of color, laughter, and unity. We had almost everyone participating, from kids to our senior campers. It was a sight to behold, a rainbow streaming through our meadows. It felt like we'd scaled a mountain, unified. The rainbow parade and the campfire chats left a deep impact on our campground. It opened up channels of communication we never knew we needed. It changed Aurora Meadows from just a beautiful landscape to an inclusive community. I saw relationships blossom, saw attitudes shift, saw prejudice being questioned and acceptance growing. What we learned was invaluable. Creating a space where everyone feels heard, understood, and accepted is crucial. It's important to be open about our beliefs, to stand up for them, but also to listen, to understand others' perspectives. It's okay to agree to disagree, as long as the respect remains intact. And most importantly, we realized that celebrating diversity isn't just about throwing a parade. It's about fostering an environment that thrives on acceptance every single day. And that's what Aurora Meadows became, a melting pot of diverse individuals, bound by love for nature and respect for each other.
As Delilah's stirring tale comes to a close, we find ourselves reflecting on the transformative journey of Aurora Meadows. Here was a quiet, tranquil campground that chose to raise its voice, to stand for diversity and inclusivity, and in the process, became a vibrant, tight-knit community. The courage to start difficult conversations, to face resistance head-on, and to strive for unity is a testament to Delilah's visionary leadership and her team's relentless perseverance. This story of the Rainbow Parade is not just a tale of celebration, but a testament to the power of open dialogue and understanding. It's a reminder that inclusivity and acceptance should not just be silent spectators, but active participants in our lives. It's a lesson that every campground, every community can learn from. We, as campground owners, or simply as individuals, have the power to foster inclusivity, to celebrate diversity. It might seem daunting at first, it might meet with resistance, but as Delilah and her team at Aurora Meadows showed us, it is possible, and indeed rewarding. As we wrap up this episode of MC Campground Chronicles, I hope Delilah's story fuels your own journeys towards a more diverse, inclusive, and colorful tomorrow. For more such inspiring stories from the heart of America's campgrounds, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast series. We promise you it will be an adventure worth embarking on. Until our next tale of resilience, innovation, and camaraderie, this is your host, signing off. Thank you for joining us today on this rewarding journey. Stay tuned, stay inspired, and remember, every campground has a chronicle waiting to be told.